Welcome to another edition of the Inside Scoop. My name is Neil Crawford. I'm your host and also the founder of Anytime Soccer Training. If you're not familiar with the Inside Scoop, it's a podcast dedicated to helping parents learn about the soccer pathways that would be available to their child if they lived in another city around the world. And this show is brought to you by Anytime Soccer Training. Anytime Soccer Training is the only training program with well over 5,000 training videos that covers all the major individual skill areas. So check out anytime-soccer.com to learn more about the program. And now let's get on to the show. This is a quick summary follow-up show to the podcast I just published, where I was trying to help a parent who is trying to set up a training program using Anytime Soccer Training for their 13-year-old child in the garage. And by the way, the 13-year-old child has some experience. If you haven't listened to that previous podcast, I encourage you to do so. In that podcast, I talk about the underpinnings of Anytime Soccer Training. And I think there's some things you can take away from that, even if you don't use the program. But in the program, I emphasize variety, variation, and volume. But in this show, what I want to do is get straight to the chase and direct the parent to the button they literally need to click in order to help their child set up this training program. So let's begin. The first thing to remember is Anytime Soccer Training is divided into key skill areas. And those key skill areas have programs. And those programs then have folders. And those folders house the videos. It is no different than sort of how educational content and curriculums are set up. Education has key components like math, English, whatever. Those are the equivalent of skill areas. And then within math, you say you have algebra and geometry. Those are the programs. And then within those programs, you have chapters, and those are the equivalent of the folders. And then you have lessons. Those are the equivalent of within those chapters, and those are the equivalent of the videos. And so then what we're doing is pinning those chapters to your favorites and cranking through those lessons. And when you finish, you hide that folder and you add the next one to your favorites. That's how the program works. All right. So if I have a 13-year-old with some experience and we're working in the garage, I am going to encourage you to set up a program based on at least these key skill areas: juggling and aerial control, ball mastery, dribbling and turning, and then wall passing in 1v1 to the extent that you can. Within the juggling and aerial control, I recommend you pin the juggling warmup to your favorites. The juggling warmup are a list of videos that range in time from 2 to 5 minutes, and it's just continuous juggling to music, different variations of juggling, but it's a great warmup. You can repeat the 2-minute video if you don't want to spend that much time on just pure juggling. That's up to you guys. Then I also, within the juggling program, encourage you to pin the first juggle bounce for beginners. You're going to do a lot of basic juggle bouncing, right foot, left foot. That's important, however. But if your child has some experience, you can go ahead and pin another folder further down the list so that you have different levels of juggling. So one day it might be a little easier, the next day it may be a little harder. And so I recommend you doing two of those juggling, one or two of those juggling videos in a particular session. Then the next section is ball mastery. And again, ball mastery has all of these programs. And I recommend you start with these three that are in the, well, it's four or five in the ball mastery program. The first one is pin the first folder in the 1000 touch ball mastery program. That's going to be a heavy dose of toe taps and TikToks, foundational stuff that many in the soccer community have deemed too basic for kids your age. But I have seen it time and time again with my own sons and the kids I train, that they get better when they get this foundational stuff, even if from a soccer skill perspective, it's relatively easy. They should be getting a high tempo and a lot of touches. But because your child is 13, I also recommend you pin the first folder in the one cone ball mastery and the first folder in the two cone palm mastery. That's going to add more challenge and more variation. You're also going to pin the first folder in the 101 Ball Mastery series. That's a new series that we just launched that encapsulates a lot of what we're doing in the 1000 Touch program, but a little bit more truncated, I guess. So pin the first folder in the 101 Ball Mastery program. Now, there's something that I left off in the last podcast that I'm going to call to your attention now. Outside of the all program, so back at the player dashboard, there's a section called select videos to improve areas of your game. Because your child is 13, go to that section. Again, it's on the player dashboard, and under the master the ball section, pin the quick 1000 touch sessions to your favorites. Those are a summary videos, basically, of key ball mastery skills. And it's six moves per video, just like you would find on a typical YouTube video. That's another way to challenge your child, but just understand there's six different moves per video. All right, keeping this quick, in the dribbling and turning section, and again, it's just like I said about algebra and all these different chapters, I recommend you focus on the tight space dribbling, because that's probably one of the most important areas of dribbling and one of the most neglected. And you've said you're in your garage, which is a relatively tight space. So the tight space dribbling, the Ronaldinho freestyle dribbling, and the line cone dribbling. Within the tight space dribbling, pin the first figure eight dribbling folder to your favorites. That's going to start by reinforcing a lot of the stuff you do in the ball mastery, even before you start, quote unquote, dribbling. Also pin the three and four cone, the tight space, tight dribbling, the three and four cone dribbling to your favorites. That's going to reinforce what you're doing in the figure eight. You do have to watch the video with your child to make sure they understand the pattern. And once they get it, they're just going to be doing tight space dribbling around three cones. So you do need 4 to 6 cones. And then the tight box dribbling. That's literally making a square. I usually do it 10 by 10 or, about 10 by 10, 12 by 12, whatever room you have. And you're literally weaving around a box, but you're getting all those essential turns and your speed dribbling out of it. So it's a great way to get a lot of touches in a short amount of time. Okay, so definitely do that. Then the Ronaldinho freestyle dribbling. That's a program we recently added that I highly recommend. And that's the one where you're just dropping cones, scatter it around, and your child is freestyle dribbling in the garage. It's perfect. And then pin the first folder in the line cone dribbling. The line cone dribbling program, and it also has cone slalom as well. That is the genome of line cone dribbling. So it starts off with a lot of speed dribbling so that the kid gets to head around what we're about to do. And then it goes into all of these various weaves. Now, listen to this point very, very carefully. This is a very nuanced point. And we actually don't do a good job in the video describing this. When we say take these tight touch at the beginning of the line cone dribbling, we ask you to take these tight touches and try to get 5 to 10 touches in between the cones. What you're working on, and I'll do a demonstration, you're working on the ability to touch the ball quickly and not move the ball fast, okay? So you're taking these very tight touches in between the cones. You're working on the ability to touch the ball quickly without moving it fast. So encourage your child to try to get at least 5 touches in between each cone. Then there are videos that are pretty normal to what you see where you do 1 touch, 2 touch, right foot, left foot, that kind of stuff as well. All right. So that's the tight space dribbling, the Ronaldinho freestyle, and the line cone dribbling. But there's so many dribbling programs in there, you can kind of play around and pick your own. And you're pinning the first folders in those. Not going to go into turns and escape, even though I think that would be a good one as well. Your quick turns, but you can do that one. And finally, you can't go wrong with the wall passing. So get a rebounder if you don't have it. Find a wall if you can. But in the meantime, if you don't have any of that, then do passing with mom or dad. And dad and mom, if you haven't played soccer, you're allowed to use your hands. We have an extensive rebounder program in the videos. I'm sorry, in the program, and we're adding more rebounder videos as we speak. Also, though, you can do the core passing as well, and if you can do the core passing with a partner, or again, you can use a rebounder and just use the core passing. So that's it. So the moral of the story is, if you're trying to create a session, think of the key skill areas, go to that program, and pin the first folder to your favorites. In a couple of weeks, we're going to add a feature where you can create your own custom folders and pin videos specifically to those folders. And when that comes out, I will create custom folders for you guys, which will effectively, for all practical purposes, make this process that I just described, clicking one button and going straight to that folder. I hope this was helpful. This is Neil Crawford, Anytime Soccer Training. Let's get better together.